I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Sound off with me, folks, on the fact that the Celtics are the first in the NBA to 50 wins this season. They now have an 8.5 game lead in the Eastern Conference and a 5 game lead over the next best team in the NBA. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder. This one in Portland was Boston's game from the start. They took an 8-7 lead early on and they never looked back. They pulled ahead by as many as 24 points during the contest and finished with a 22-point win over the Trailblazers out in Portland. The Celtics got whatever they wanted during this game on offense. The offense was truly operating to perfection. Championship level ball movement, making the right play, no forced shots, high percentage shots literally every time down the floor. That's why the ball was spread around. The Celtics set a new season high with 12 assists during the first quarter. That's their highest assist quarter of the entire season. So that'll give you a great idea of just how well the ball was popping around. During that opening frame, Al Horford and Jaylen Brown each scored 9 points to get the Celtics going on offense, and the rest of the team joined the party for the rest of the night. 6 Celtics scored at least 11 points. Jaylen Brown was at the forefront of that with 27. Jason Tatum was right behind him with 26 of his own. And Sam Hauser came off the bench to score a season-high 22 points while shooting 6 of 10 from long range. The best part of this win is the fact that the Celtics took care of the ball at such a high level. They committed only 3 total turnovers in this game. I repeat, only 3 total turnovers in this game. That tied a season low in that category. So not only was the ball popping around on offense from player to player, but everyone on the team was taking care of the ball. You love to see it. I felt bad for Portland. They just had no shot at stopping this Celtics offense on this night. Top to bottom, guys were ready to play. A few notes from this win. Peyton Pritchard gets his first start of the year out in his home state of Portland, and he threatened for a triple-double. Finished the night with 11 points, 8 rebounds, and tied for the game high with 8 assists. Sam Hauser, as I said, 22 points off the bench, 6 of 10 from long range. He just continues to sizzle as one of the best 3-point shooters in the NBA. And Jaylen Brown led the game with 27 points. That was his 7th game in his last 8 that he scored at least 25, and he is shooting 59% on 2-pointers during that stretch. So he is also sizzling from inside the arc, taking the ball to the basket, finishing with both hands. At one moment in this game, he actually looked at his left hand saying, yeah, I can score with that hand too. Again, top to bottom, these guys were ready to go from the start. Championship level offense at one end, and you've got strong defense at the other end, limiting Portland to only 99 points on the night. We've got some questions coming in from our fans, and we're going to be talking about the fact that the Celtics did what needed to be done out in Portland. Hauser's hot shooting, a possible day off for Tatum coming up tomorrow. And wait, how fast was that game? All right, let's dive into our first one here. This is coming from Tax Guy. All right, Tax Guy leading off our comments from Celtics Nation. He says, the Blazers are terrible. just did what needed to be done, to be honest. And you know what, Tax Guy? You're right. You know, the Celtics did go into Portland. They got the job done. They won by 22 points. But what stood out to me on this night is that not only did they do it while missing two starters, but they did it while some of their players on the team really didn't play the greatest basketball. And we're going to be talking about Tatum in a few minutes, but clearly Jason Tatum did not shoot the ball the way that he typically does, 9 of 23 from the field. Jaylen Brown was 1 of 8 from long distance. Derek White, 1 of 5 from long distance. I mean, everyone outside of Al Horford in the starting lineup combined to shoot 5 for 25. From long range. So the Celtics did not exactly shoot the ball great, especially in that starting lineup. This wasn't their best game, as individuals at least, but as a team, they got the job done. Again, as we talked about in the open, they were moving the ball. I mean, this was literally championship level offense, the way that they were popping the ball around. You can tell any night when the Celtics are moving the ball in that fashion, it's going to be very difficult to beat them. And we're talking about literally any other team. It could have been Denver out there. If the Celtics are moving the ball in that fashion and breaking down the defense the way that they were, they're just almost impossible to stop. And that's exactly what we saw in this game. Again, many of their starters did not shoot the ball great. Even Jaylen Brown, who led the team with 27 points, he needed 29 shots to get there. Tatum, 26 points, needed 23 shots to get there. Derek White scored 11 points, needed 14 shots to get there. So there wasn't a lot of efficiency out of that starting lineup. But again, they moved the ball. When you look at the assist column, how many assists did they have as a group? 30. 30 assists from the starting lineup. So again, the ball popping around. The Celtics did what they needed to do. And then defensively, they limit Portland to 44.8% shooting from the field. Not a perfect defensive outing. They let a couple of guys get going throughout the night. DeAndre Ayton finishes with 22 points. Most of his work was done on the offensive glass. He grabbed 6 offensive rebounds. I got a lot of second chance points out of those. But Anthony Simons got loose for a few 3-pointers. A couple of the other reserves shot the ball well off the bench. But for the most part, this was a pretty good defensive performance from the Celtics. And because they did not turn the ball over, they were and because they shot the ball and scored at a pretty high level, shot 49% as a team, because of those two factors, they were able to play with a set defense all night long. So not a perfect performance from the Celtics at either end, but a strong performance by the Celtics at both ends. And that's how they were able to log a 22-point win against this Portland team that has only 18 wins on the season. All right, our next comment coming in from Dre saying, glad Hauser has broken his mini slump, just need Derek to do the same. Yes, Sam Hauser, mini slump, I guess we could call it. He entered tonight shooting 36.4% from distance during the month of March. Is that a mini slump? I guess he's shooting about 41% from three-point range on the season. Well, after tonight, guess what? He's up to 44% shooting from distance during the month of March. So I guess you might be able to call it a mini slump of him shooting only 36%+ from three-point range for the last handful of games. But now with tonight's game and him shooting 6 of 10 from distance, he's back up well over 40% for the month of March. So right back on track. Hauser was awesome, hitting shots from all over the court. And one of the highlights of the night just happened to be when he hit one from right in front of Portland's bench. He hit it. He did some sort of skip to my Lou. I don't know what it was. He was asked about it after the game by Abby Chin, and he said, I'm not even really sure what that was. I was fully immersed in the moment. He was just joking around. He thought it was funny. We thought it was funny. I think Portland's bench probably thought it was funny as Sam looked back at them not knowing what the heck he just did. But he was outstanding tonight, right back on track with his three-point shooting. And moving over to Derek White, it is true. He's in a little bit of a slump right now. With tonight's game combined with his previous three, he's just 1 for his last 14 from three-point range. But if we know anything about Derek White, he's going to snap right out of this. He's had some very brief shooting slumps throughout this season. Everyone does. Jason Tatum's having one right now. Derek White is having one right now. These guys are too good to not bounce back. We know. We've got plenty of sample size, not only of this season, but also in their careers, to know that these guys are going to bounce back. So the fact that the Celtics are able to win games like they did tonight, and they didn't just win, they win running away from Portland with a 22-point victory. The fact that they can win these games while two of their best players, including Derek White, are slumping a little bit from their shot, I think that just goes to say just how great this Boston Celtics team is. And once those guys get coming back around, you know that the Celtics are going to look just like they have for the whole season leading up to this little bit of a stretch. They're going to be dominant, and still they were dominant tonight, won by 22 points, despite the fact that D. White was only 1-5 from three-point range. All right, our next comment coming in from Jays will get 18. I love to see it. That's a great name. Give Tatum tomorrow off. That is the blunt statement coming in from Jays will get 18. Keeping it real on X. Tomorrow night, the Celtics with a 9 o'clock game in Utah. We knew coming into this game that Jason Tatum was actually listed as questionable this morning. That did wind up with him playing in the game, but he was questionable with a right ankle impingement, which is just another way to say a bit of a right ankle sprain. I would not be surprised if JT wound up getting a night off tomorrow night. I think the Celtics are really going to have to pick and choose who out of their guys who are a little banged up might miss this game. Again, heading into this game against Portland, the entire Celtics starting lineup was either questionable or out. Porzingis was out with right hamstring tightness, and then I'll just go down the list. Jaylen Brown has a little bit of a sore hip. He's got a hip strain. He was questionable. Jrue Holiday, left knee tendinopathy. He was questionable, wound up not playing. Tatum, as I said, with the right ankle impingement was questionable, and Derek White also was questionable with a left hand sprain. But Tatum wound up playing. He didn't play his best night of the season, but his coach, Joe Mazzulla, really seemed to like what Jason Tatum brought to the table after the game. He was asked a question by Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe about Tatum struggling a little bit out there, and Mazzulla looked down at the box score. He said, 26 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. I don't really think he struggled. And Gary came back and basically said, well, he did shoot 9 of 23 from the field. And listen, anyone could look at this game and say Tatum did not have a shooting rhythm. But to Mazzulla's point, he said that the team went through walkthrough this morning and had some very particular things that they wanted to carry over from that morning shoot around and walkthrough to be able to bring out onto the court and impact the game. And he said he specifically called out Jason Tatum and said Tatum brought at least a handful of things from that walkthrough into the game tonight and executed them to perfection. And him doing so is what led to the Boston Celtics getting great shots across the board. So, yes, did Tatum struggle a little bit shooting the basketball? Absolutely. But he still impacted the game at a super high level. And that's what the best players in the league and around the world are able to do. They might not have their shot, but they are able to still impact the game at a high level. Tatum did that tonight, despite the fact that he shot the ball poorly. And listen, over his last four games, he is shooting only 38.8% from the field. 45.2% from long range, but from the field overall, 38.8%. That is not Jason Tatum's standard. We all know that. Jason Tatum knows that. Joe Mazzulla knows that. I think he is struggling a little bit right now just with his rhythm. Does that mean that this right ankle impingement is actually impacting him to the point where he's not able to shoot the ball and get into the rhythm that he's typically accustomed to? You know, we don't know that, but it's possible that he could be getting a game off here tomorrow night. The Celtics are going to have to choose who the guys are that are going to get that night off. Obviously, Al Horford has not played in both legs of a back-to-back all season long, so it's nearly a guarantee that he will be off tomorrow night in Utah. And it wouldn't be surprising if another member of the starting five also gets a night off. And this isn't just giving the guys a night off and resting them. This is because they are nursing some nagging injuries here. So could it be Jason Tatum? Absolutely. It could also be Jaylen Brown. Who knows? We're going to wind up seeing tomorrow night, but it would be nice to get these guys a little bit of rest at some point over these final 20 or so games of the season as the Celtics kind of pull away and distance themselves from everyone else. The first seed in the East is all but wrapped up at this point. You're leading by 8.5 games with about 18 games to go. It's almost impossible to see any team overcoming them to take that top seed. So you got some opportunity to get some guys rest. Does that happen tomorrow night for Jason Tatum? We'll just have to wait and see. But given the fact that he was on the injury report heading into Monday night, that opens up the possibility that he is one of the guys that might wind up not playing tomorrow night in Utah. All right, we're going to wrap up the night with a comment from Big Sports Fan saying that had to be the quickest game of the year, well below 2 hours. I think it was right on 2 hours. This game started right around 10:40 Eastern time. It ended at about 12:40 Eastern time. So I love this. It's like the team knew exactly what we needed. Low turnovers, low fouls, get this game over, win by 22 points, let all of us on the East Coast go to bed at a semi-decent time, although it's going to be a pretty late night for me and probably some other people who stayed up to watch this game. But going into this game, we could not have wished for a better result. This game was fast. It was a blowout for the Celtics. That's all you could hope for at a 10:30 tip out west. Now the Celtics, one more game on the West Coast before this trip wraps up. That game is coming tomorrow night, Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern in Utah when the Celtics take on the Jazz. That'll wrap up their five-game West Coast trip before the Celtics come back and take on the Phoenix Suns Thursday night at TD Garden. So that's a wrap for tonight. I appreciate everyone for sounding off with me after the Celtics' 50th win of the season. They're going to be looking for number 51 tomorrow night, as I said, at 9 o'clock in Utah, and you can catch that game on NBC Sports Boston. Have a great night, everyone.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.